It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi, Will.
Hi, Lulu. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much. Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Evan Kalish of Bayside, New York. I said, name a famous blues singer, first and last name, as this person is generally known. Change the first letter to a B, and phonetically, you'll get a nationality. And the answer is Ma Rainey, as in the movie Ma Rainey's Blues. And change that first letter to a B, you get Ba Rainey.
We received more than 2,400 correct responses, and the winner this week is Hanif Pasha of Lawrenceville, Georgia. Congratulations and welcome to the program.
Hello. Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. I understand you had a special kind of collaborator on this puzzle.
Yes, you are correct. My son, who's in sixth grade.
Hi.
Hi. And he's on the line with us, too. And Jacoby, how did you figure out this week's puzzle with your dad?
I have a uncle who is in Mulaney, and my dad remembered the movie Mulaney's Blues. So it just clicked for us.
Awesome. And Hanif, how long have you been playing the puzzle?
So, just a fair warning, if you have been playing the puzzle for a long time, please cover your ears. Last weekend was the first weekend I heard the puzzle.
What? This is the first weekend you played the puzzle. You played it with your son. You actually put in the answer and you're on the air.
Yes, that is correct.
Hanif and Jacoby, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Take it away, Will.
Every answer today is something or someone you might see at a supermarket. Rearrange the letters to get the answer. For example, if I said I seal, I-S-E-A-L, you would say aisle, which is an anagram of I seal. Here's number one, lied, L-I-E-D.
Okay, Kobe, this is, let's walk through this together.
I can give you hints.
Yes. What is the first hint?
I know.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Go for it.
L-I-D-E, you could rearrange the letters to spell deli.
Woo!
Deli is it. No hint needed. Good job. Number two, barkey, B-A-R-K-E-Y.
Do you have that one, Jacoby?
Not yet.
I think that one would be bakery.
Bakery, good job. No hint needed. Number three is soupcon, S-O-U-P-C-O-N. I give you a small hint. It's a plural word.
And it's something you use at the supermarket.
Coupons.
Coupons, you got it. Your next one is a German, A-G-E-R-M-A-N.
Manager.
Manager, you see the manager. Good. The curb. T-H-E-C-U-R-B. Again, it's a person at a supermarket. Would probably work in the back.
How are you doing on this one, Jacoby?
It's harder.
Okay, let's try butcher.
Butcher is it. Good job. Your next one is Champ Ray. C-H-A-M-P-R-A-Y. Champ Ray, and it's a section of a supermarket.
Electronic.
A part of a supermarket where they don't sell food.
I never heard a clue that made the answer harder.
Yes, it's in a supermarket, but there's not food there.
You need a hint on that one?
Yes.
Yes.
Starts with a P.
Pharmacy
is it. Good one. And here's your last one. Pro nightcaps, 8-4. And this is something that you might go around with as you visit the supermarket.
Is the last what cart?
Yes, it is cart. What kind of cart do you take around?
So here in the South, we just call it buggy.
But what are you doing when you're going to the supermarket? You're
shopping.
You got it. But I think Buggy's better.
There you go.
You did great. How do you feel?
We feel wonderful. How do you feel, Jacoby?
Good. It was nerve-wracking.
It is nerve-wracking. It really is. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Hanif, which member station do you listen to?
WABE 90.1.
Thank you so much, Hanif Pasha of Lawrenceville, Georgia, and of course, his son, Jacoby, for playing the puzzle and for being the envy of everybody who has listened for many years to get on the air after one try. All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Jim Dale of Plano, Texas. Think of a word with six syllables that's spelled with only 11 letters, and the four middle syllables have the same vowel. What word is it? So again, a word with six syllables, spelled with only 11 letters, and the four middle syllables have the same vowel. What word is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please, per person. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, May 13th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.